sneakers, an unzipped dark blue warm-up jacket with a Nike logo on the front. The gurney shifted and her head turned away from Lena. Lena stopped writing.
Wait a minute,
she called, knowing something was wrong. She put her notebook in her pocket as she took a step closer to the body. She had seen a flash of light at the back of the girl's neck. Something silver, maybe a necklace. Something was moving beneath the skin, rippling the flesh the same way the rain rippled the tide. The divers noticed the undulations, too. They all bent down for a better look. The skin fluttered like something out of a horror movie. One of them asked,
"What the? Jesus!"
Lena jumped back quickly as a small minnow slithered out from a slit in the girl's neck. The minnow was floundering in the mud. One of the men picked it up and tossed it back into the lake. The dive captain made the inevitable joke about something being fishy. Lena shot him a hard look before leaning down toward the body. The slit where the fish had come out was at the back of the neck, just to the right of the spine. She guessed the wound was an inch wide, tops. The open flesh was puckered from the water, but at one point the injury had been clean, precise, the kind of incision that was made by a very sharp knife. This wasn't a suicide investigation anymore. Frank Wallace never smoked in his county-issued Lincoln Town car, but the cloth seats had absorbed the fug of nicotine that seeped from every pore in his body. He reminded Lena of Pigpen from the Peanuts comic strip. No matter how clean he was or how often he changed his clothes, the stench followed him like a dust cloud.
"What's wrong?"
he demanded, not even giving her time to shut the car door. Lena shucked her wet parka on the floorboard. She held her hands up to the vent.
"God, it's freezing."
"What's wrong?"
Frank repeated.
"It's not a suicide."
Frank looked even more annoyed.
"Brock agree with you?"
Frank was referring to Dan Brock, the proprietor of the local funeral home, who did double duty as the town coroner.
"Brock wouldn't know his ass from a hole in the ground," Lena shot back.
She rubbed her arms to coax some warmth back into her body. Frank took out his flask and handed it to her. She took a quick sip, the whiskey burning its way down her throat and into her stomach. Frank took a hefty drink of his own before returning the flask to his coat pocket. She told him,
"There's a knife wound in the neck."
"Brock's?"
Lena gave him a withering glance.
"The dead girl?"
She leaned down and searched her parka for the wallet she had found in the pocket of the woman's jacket. Frank said,
"Could be self-inflicted."
"Not possible."
She put her hand to the back of her neck.
"Blade went in about here. The killer was standing behind her, probably took her by surprise."
"You get that from one of your textbooks?"
Lena held her tongue, something she wasn't used to doing. Frank had been interim police chief for the last 4 years. Everything that happened in the three cities that comprised Grant County fell under his purview. Madison and Avondale carried the usual drug problems and domestic violence, but Hartsdale was supposed to be easy. The college was here, and the affluent residents were vocal about crime. Even without that, complicated cases had the tendency to turn Frank into an asshole. Actually, life in general could turn him into an asshole. His coffee going cold, the engine in his car not catching on the first try.
"Looks fake,"
Frank said, opening the wallet. Lena agreed. The leather was too shiny. The Prada logo was plastic.
"Allison Judith Spooner,"
Lena told him, watching Frank try to peel apart the soaked plastic picture sleeves.
21. Driver's license is from Elba, Alabama. Her student ID's in the back."
"College."
Frank breathed out the word with something like despair. It was bad enough Allison Spooner had been found on or near state property. Add to that the fact that she was an out-of-state kid attending Grant Tech, and the case just got 20 times more political. He asked,
"Where'd you find the wallet?"
"In her jacket pocket. I guess she didn't have a purse. Or maybe whoever killed her wanted us to know her identity."
He was looking at the girl's driver's license photo.
"What is it?"
"Looks like that little waitress who works at the diner."
The Grant Diner was on the opposite end.